Is Daf Lamed Ches. We got to the last few lines of Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. We got to four lines up from the bottom, Ula Rava. The Gemara says, Ula Rava, sorry, we're a little bit lagging here. Ula Rava, according to Rava, the Amar La'achar Yish, she said that the situation where the Eved was redeemed was a situation after the master had already was Miyash on the Eved. Ula Rabu Sheni, and now the Rabu Sheni gets to be Kone. If I was Podeh, let's say Adam lost his Eved ran away, was held in captivity, and I redeemed the Eved, it's all mine now. So the Gemara asks the question, Rabo Sheni Miman Konile, how am I as the second master able to be Kona, who am I Kona from? Who owns him now for me to be Kona? Adam never gave him to me, he's never sold the Eved off to me. So Gemara says, he's Konile Mishavi, from the Shavi, from the captors, who they have control right now of the Eved, they own him, and then they sell him to me. So how do they have the rights? Shavi Gufe Mikonile. Did the captors have the right? They stole his item. They had the right to steal it and take it away and have a kinyan on it. So Gemara says, in Kani Lei L'maisi Yadav, they do have kinyanim in regards to not the guf of the Eved. We're going to get into some different types of kinyanim. Not the guf of the Eved, but in terms of Maisi Yadav, they have control over what he does. And any actions he does, it goes to them. So they have some level of kinyan, as we know, as we say, Damar Rish Lakish. Minayin le'ovid kochavim shekane es ovid kochavim le'maisi yadav. How do I know that one guy could be kona another guy with regard to the maisi yadav? Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'gam mibnei atoshavim hagarim imachem mehem tiknu. Among those who live within you, you should be kona, mehem tiknu, from them be kona. So Rashi just points out, we don't have to read the whole thing because some already did the staff, that we is an extra word, mehem tiknu. The pasuk said previously mehem tiknu. So it repeats again, mehem tiknu. So why the double lashon mehem tiknu? Come to tell me, atem kona mehem, you can acquire from them, v'lohem konim michem, they cannot acquire from you. And then we're going to come full circle soon. V'lohem konim zemizeh, and they also can acquire each other. So we can acquire them, they can acquire us, nor can they acquire each other. Yachalo yiknu zedzeh, you might think they can acquire each other. What do you mean, lo yachalo yiknu zedzeh? Amr slo him konim zemizeh, we already said they can't be kona. What's the havamina? Yachal mount is we're about to set up and reject that. So the Gemara says they can't acquire each other. And then the Gemara says, yachal, maybe you would think they can't acquire each other. We just said they can't acquire each other. What's the yachal? Hachi kamar. Below heim konim zemizeh lugufo, they cannot acquire each other beguf. They can't acquire each other's bodies, if you will. So then the Gemara says, yachal lo yiknu zedzeh l'maisi yadav. You might also take a step further. They can't even acquire each other with regard to the maisi yadav. So the Gemara says they can because of a kavachomer. Amr's kavachomer. Ovid kochavim yisrael kone. A goy could be kone a Jew. So then an ovid kochavim lo kol shegein. Then certainly a goy could be kone another goy. So we see there that the kinyanim works. That the goy can be kone Yisrael based on this brisa. So we do see such a precedent for them being kone. So now the captor stole Adam's eved, and now they have a kinyan ma'isi yadav, and now I could redeem the eved from the goyim. Okay, so the Gemara says, for now, Ema, maybe let's say that's only in regards to Ema Hanimi Libikaspa. Maybe it's only true that a goy could become another goy by buying with kesef. Aval b'chazakalo. But in this case where he stole them away, he stole, which is some level of chazaka, a way of showing bailus over something, the strength, maybe that kinyan won't work. Only if they buy a goy, but to take a goy, the chazaka, that shouldn't work. So Amar Rav Papa, Amon Moav tiharu b'sichon. The Amon Moav, they purified sichon. What does that mean, the purified sichon? So let's look at Rashi chazaka. What does it mean b'chazaka in the first place? So Rashi explains, Kegon Shevai HaShehichzik Bo, the captors who took hold of the Eved, the Kano Bechezkas Yish, the Yish that the Adam had, the initial master, Kishivkir Rabba, when you're Mafkir, Kishinishyai Shemanu. It's interesting, by the way, this in general, there's discussion, the relationship of Yish to Hefker. Rashi, in the beginning of Eil Metzias, talks about Yish as Mitam Hefker. So here, Rashi seems to interchange the two as well here. When you're Miyayisha, that's a level of Hefker. Hefker is really the kinin that takes place during Yish. And chazaka she'eved kanani niknabo, hainu chazaka she'ovid she'avodas avdas hilbishu. The fact that the owner now dresses him, and rather that he dresses him and he puts in the shoes and he washes the master, all these acts that the eved does to the rav, that's the kin chazaka, as the Gemara in Kedushin says. So we don't know where to source that a chazaka works for goyim. So the next Rashi tells us that amon u'moav taru b'sichon alma ovid kochavim kone mechaver karka b'chazaka. That a goy could take someone else's karka with chazaka. So what's the case here? The case is that Klal Yisrael couldn't conquer Ammon and Moab because the Pesukim tell us you're not allowed to fight with them. So, but once Sichon overtook Ammon and Moab, that Chazaka now put the land in the possession of Sichon, and then Klal Yisrael had every right to attack Sichon. That now paved the way for them to have a milchama with Sichon. So we see that a kin chazaka on the karka will be good enough to be an acquisition for goyim from goyim. So too, a kinin on a goy works as well. So the Gemara says now, so Oy kachavim, I understand. So a goy, we have a raya from Sichon, Ammon and Moab, that a goy could be kona from another goy. A goy can be kona a goy. But what about Ovi Kochavim Yisrael Minolan? How do I know that a goy could be kona from a Yisrael? So it's unclear whether it means from a Yisrael or a Yisrael. The Gemara says, Ovi Kochavim Yisrael. Is that me Yisrael or es Yisrael? So if you look at Rashi, see Rashi? Ovi Kochavim mi Yisrael Minolan, from Yisrael. But I imagine that he's going to change a girsa to es Yisrael probably, just stam Yisrael. Because who's the Yisrael? Rashi says, "Kigon eved zed shayich b'mitzos." How do we know a goy can be kona a yid, a Yisrael? So Rashi says, "Who's he being kona here? He's been kona an eved. An eved's not a Yisrael." So we said this a number of times already, that since an eved is chayich b'mitzos, and Rashi says shayich b'mitzos, he always uses shayich b'mitzos all over Shas. Shayich b'mitzos, he has certain level of a Yisrael to the eved, certain kedushas Yisrael he has. So how do we know that a goy can be kona even a eved, a Yisrael? Says the Gemara, Minolan, how do I know? Dichsiv vayish b'mimeni shevi. That they took over, they captured a member of Klal Yisrael, so therefore we see Chazaka works even on a Yid. So what happened here again, going back for a second, how do I know when I redeem the Eved from this people, the people, the captors who stole them, how do I know I could be Kona? Because the initial captors have a Kinyan, they have the Kinyan Maisi Yadav, they're able to be Kona a Yid. As the Pasuk says, vayish b'mimeni shevi. So once they have a certain kinyan, I can now redeem him from there and now have ownership of the Eved, no longer Adam. That's the raya that we just brought. Now there's a lot to be discussed here in these, a lot of kinyanim here, kinyan chazaka and avadim and Yisrael, a lot to do, but we're not going to discuss any of that. Okay, let's go ahead. Omer Rav Shemin Bar Abba Omer B'Yochanan. Eved Shebarach Mi Beis Asur, an Eved who runs away from jail, Yatzel Cheres, he goes free. Well, not only that, Ella Shekofen es Rabo v'kosala get shechor. We force the master to write him a get shechor. Now, the idea here that the Rishonim discuss, very, very important when it comes to Eved Kanani, there are two kinyanim that take place. There are really three. But there's one kinyan that's in the kinyan mamonis, in the world of the monetary ownership, which itself is broken down to kinyan guf versus kinyan mamon, perhaps, ma'asi adov. And then there's a kinyan isra aspect, where I have the right to give the Eved Kanani to a shivcha kananis, which is a world of isurim. So when he runs away from the Beis Yisurin, he goes free. There's this hefker that takes place. His mamonis, kinyan mamonis, is released, but he still is attached in terms of the kinyan iser back to the master. And now you need the get shichra to release to be matir the iser, kinyan iser. Just like a get isha is matir her to marry someone else. It's in terms of the world of Yisurim. So too you need a get shichra to sever the kinyan iser that still exists. You need to always address those two kinyanim, kinyan mamon and kinyan iser. So the Gemara quotes a Mishnah, Tanan, our Mishnah from yesterday, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, ben kach yishtabed. Either way, no matter why and who redeems, you always have to enslave the Eved once he goes free. Vama Rabba bar Barchana, Amar B'Yochanan, now very, very important that this is Rabbi Yochanan speaking here. Kol Malkam Shishana Rashbag, whenever the Mishnah teaches the opinion of Rashbag, Halacha Kamos, we always passing like that opinion, Chutz Me'erev, Betilan, Viraya, Riachron, except for three exceptions. This is not one of the exceptions, so we passing like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, that once you redeem him, he goes free. Rather, he becomes enslaved. So, what's the difference of when he runs away from jail, he goes free, but when I redeem him from captivity, he stays enslaved? Why is there a difference of one being enslaved, one being freed? So Bishma Labai, this all makes sense according to Bayit, that he's Moki La Lahai Lifna Yish. That he says the discussion of Rashbag is all before Yish, where the initial master was never Mayash on it, and so that's why he has to go back to enslave. Vahai, the case of the jail, is La'acha Yish, where he already gave up hope. That's why he gets to go free. So that's a very misstabber distinction. El Rav, according to Rav, who held the case of Rashbag, is talking about the Amar La'acha Yish. Even after Yish, still Rashbag held that he gets enslaved. Kasha de Rabbi Yochanan, de Rabbi Yochanan. There seems to be a steer there. Not seem. There is a kasha with Rabbi Yochanan. On one hand, he passes like Rashbag that even after Yish, the Eved remains enslaved. When it comes to running away from jail, he actually gets to go free. So what's the difference? So Amr l'Charava Taimamai. What's the reason why that Rashbag held that you have to stay enslaved if you get redeemed from captivity. Mishum de Chizkia, because of Chizkia. Because he was concerned if we saw that Eved, he ran away. He was not ran away, rather he went to captivity and he was freed and he redeemed him, he got to go free. All the other Avadim are going to go do the same thing. They're going to go hang out with all the gangs. Perfect. And held in captivity. It's a great way out. They'll redeem me and then I'm going to get to go free. So to avoid that from happening, he put a stop to it. If you get redeemed from captivity, you don't stay free. No one's going to try to become held captive. However, when it comes to Barach, a guy running from jail, shiny, it's a very different case. A person who ran away from jail, who now is his life's in danger. If they catch him, he's going to be killed by the police. So now, or we can be concerned, he's going to put himself into Gayasos. There are two very different cases here. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. Is there Rashi here? Rashi, lekat lemaser nafshe. Kidei lateis midei Gayasos. Sherei bareach min ha'asurin v'yodeshim yeshigeo yehareg. So we're not concerned that this is going to lead to other people running away from jail. This guy was a crazy for running from jail. Now, if he's caught, he's dead. So there's no need to make any takana in the case of bareach from jail. It's not going to lead to further breaks. So therefore, we allow the guy, if he gets freed from jail, the ikar din is, since the master was meyaish, and now he's been redeemed, he gets to go free. And there's no concern of more people doing such a repeat. Okay, the Gemara now goes through a number of different stories of people whose slaves got taken away. I guess it was a common thing back then. Amsei de Mar Shmuel, the Shivcha Kananis of Mar Shmuel, Ishtabe, she was held captivity. She was taken away. Parkua l'shum amhasa v'shadrilei. So there were some people gathered together and were willing to put up the funds and redeem her. Not Mar Shmuel himself, but others. Redeemed her to remain a slave and sent her back to Mar Shmuel. So, shalchalei anan krash bagsvirlei. At. So we said, again, we sent you, we hold like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that she remains enslaved. And inami k'rabbanan tzvilecha, and even if you hold, do you hold that way? And even if you do hold like Rabbanan against that, anan l'shum amasa barkinale nele, we redeemed her to remain enslaved. So v'inhu savar lifnei yishava, they felt that it was all before yisha, he never gave up hope. And therefore, either way, since they redeemed for the purpose of Abdus, she remains an Eved. But lohi, that wasn't the case. It was la'achar yishava. It was la'achar yish. Shmuel already gave up hope. He didn't think he was going to ever get her back. He's Miyash. And therefore, according to the Rabbanan, who he paskins like, apparently, according against Rabbi Yochanan, he paskins like Rabbanan, after Yish, she gets to go free. So the Gemara says, Vishmuel lo mibay diashtubude, lo mishabide, elagita charisa nami lo ishtatrache. And not only that, not only does Shmuel not require to remain enslaved, but also he doesn't even require a get shechra. We said before that there are two kinanim that always have to be addressed, the kinan mamon and the kinan iser. So although the kinan mamon had been addressed in that the yish took place, you still have to address the issue of kinan iser. So Shmuel apparently holds in general, Shmuel atame, damar Shmuel hamafkir avdu yetz lecheres vein atzarach get shechra. He holds that a person's mafkir, his eved, there is no need to also have a get shechur. Why? What's his raya? Shenemar, the pasuk says, v'chol eved ish meknas kaspo. Eved ish, v'lo eved isha. El eved sheish lo rishus l'rabo olav kari eved, shein lo rishus l'rabo olav ein kari eved. So what does that mean, an eved ish, an eved of an ish? An eved isha, but not an eved an isha? An isha can have an eved? Of course you can have an eved. So what does it mean, eved ish? It tells me that an eved is only called an eved when the ish, when the master, has control over him. But when there is no control over him, he's not called an eved. So the moment the master is mafker him, he's not called an eved anymore. And once he's not an eved, there's no need for a kinin get shechren anymore. That's Shmuel Shita. Now the explanation, from what I remember, I didn't look into it, but I think it's either that Shmuel holds, he doesn't hold to this concept of kinin iser at all. He holds of one kinin, kinin mamon. Or he holds that kinin iser is very intertwined with kinin mamon. The moment you're a mafkir, the kinyan mamon, mimeila, the kinyan iser falls away as well. One of those two ways, I think, is what the Rishonim explain. I think you find both. But what comes out from all this, though, is interesting in terms of psak halacha. Again, the case was that she was taken captivity. And they redeemed her for being an eved, and Shmuel says she's free, because I was already miyash on this. So that means he holds either like Rabbanan, right, or he holds like like the whole thing's before Yish, like Abaye, that the whole discussion is before Yish, and that's when we hold like Rashbag. But La'acha Yish, even Rashbag will agree that she goes free. I think that's what you have to say.
According to Abaye.
Yeah, Rava was saying that it's...
According to Rava, after Yish.
Yeah, it's
still
not going
to
work.
Not going to go free.
According to Abaye, after Yish, she will go free. According to Rava, after Yish, it shouldn't help. So either he holds like after Rava, like the Rabbanan, which is against Rabbi Yochanan.
But we never put it
no, even Rabbanan, because Rabbanan holds the Shum Abdus, she still remains Abdus, so he has to be holding of a Baye.
Right.
That the whole mission is Lifnei Yish.
But we didn't say anything about Get Shichur before till now. He's including...
He's adding that, yeah. Exactly. Our mission never mentioned Get Shichur.
Right, it's a new layer.
Right. The Tosa points out, look at Tosa for just a moment, the Inhu Savar Lifnei Yish Havi, the ones who redeemed her thought it was before Yish, Tema. Maybe they really knew it was after Yish, but Vesavri Kirava, they held like Rava, Dilael, that it's all talking about Lacha Yish, the whole discussion. Okay, fine. He just addresses the point of Halacha. But he ends up rejecting that. Just a tema. He doesn't give an answer. Let's go weiter now. The Gemara says, where are we? Amsa de Rebbe Abba Bar Zutra. Ishtabe. Now the Shifcha of Rabbi Abba was taken away in captivity. Parkahu Tarmuda Lushim Isisa. A certain guy, is Tarmuda the same word that's used in the Sugyas in Hanukkah? Sounds very similar, I think. The last people who leave the Shuk. Anyways, it was a nation of Goyim, it is, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So nation of Goyim, who some guy from among these Tarmuda people redeemed her. This Shivcha of Rabbi Abba, he redeemed her and wanting to marry her. So they sent to Rabbi Abba, if you want to do good, Shadu Legita de Jerusa. So if you want to do her Tova, send her Get Shichur. Let's say she's going to be completely free. Hey Chidami, what exactly was the case here? If he's capable of redeeming her, he should have redeemed her on her own and kept her as a shivcha. If he wasn't capable of raising the funds to redeem her, what good is sending a get shichur? What was that going to help with anything? Seems to be completely unnecessary. So, says the Gemara, my havi, the olam dematzi parkile, really to a situation where he was able to redeem her. So why not redeem her? Why is he freeing her? The situation where if he sends her get shichur, everyone's going to wake up and say, oh, wait a second, now if she's a free person, she's really a full-fledged Jew, let's get together, build up the funds, and redeem her. It was just a way of motivating the tzibor to collect the funds. If she's a shivcha, they're not going to care about her that much. So once he frees her, now that she's a bas chorim, they'll all now put together the funds and redeem her. That was the motivation. Ibaisema, another suggestion. Liolam de lomatzi parkle, really the tzibor was not capable of raising the funds. V'chevan de mishadu legita de cherusa mistazli ba'ape umefarkle. Once he sent to the get, shechura, she's going to be considered a zilzal, disgraced, belittled in the eyes of this guy, and he won't want to keep her and let her go free. Why will she be disgraced? So Rashi says, Misaz lebape, six lines from the bottom, Bipnei sheyigala lechol sheshivchas Yisrael haisa. It's going to be very clear that there's a shivcha of Yidden, and that's real. You have to stay away from the Yidden, anti-Semitism here, so it's to stay away from the Jewish people and the Jewish shivchas. So once it became clear, he stayed away from her. I didn't want to come near her. So Mar says, what do you mean? That's a disgrace for the Goyim. V'ha mar mar, a very disturbing line right now. Chaviva lehen behemten sheyisrael yosem in ishusem. The Jewish-owned animals were more chavev to the Goyim than the women, the Jewish women.
So than their own wives.
Than
their own wives. Okay, sorry.
That's
right.
Disturbing.
So So the Jewish-owned animals, which in this case would be the shivcha, if you will, the shivcha is more chaviv to them than their own wives. So why is this considered a bizayon to their eyes? No, in private, they'll admit if you have them, you know, tell us privately without being recorded, they'll admit they much rather a animal, a shivcha of a Jew, than their own wives. But for Hester, they couldn't say such a statement. And therefore, for Hester, it became, I have nothing, I didn't know she was a Jewish owned slave, she's all yours, take her back. So that was the motivation for sending the Get Shichur, to have her being sent back And once she gets sent back, by the way, she wouldn't be a shivcha anymore because she's already freed, but she'll be sent back to be a full practicing Bas Yisrael.
They call it an animal?
There's a sugya in Kedushin that refers to vadim and shivchas as animals. That doesn't mean the Gemara is also called women fields and sadeh and abayas. Right. It's not literally. It just means that she's more of an object in that she gets bought and sold. Mm-hmm. But we do treat them pretty nicely. We're supposed to at least treat them nicely. Like both wives and shivchas. Okay. Gemara says, "Hahi amsa the habi bepumta disa." There's a certain shifcha that was in Pumta Disa, and have a kamabdi ba'inshe isura. That there are a number of people were violating her, involved in a lot of isurim. So Amar Abai says, "Ilav damar Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel." Had I not heard of the statement of Shmuel, la kola meshacher avdo over ba'asei, that there's an isur asei to free a slave. The isur asei is the pasuk says, as Rashi quotes, "Liolam behem tavodu." You have to forever enslave them, and if I free them, I'm violating that assay of enslaving them. So had it not been for that halacha, I would have kaifina lei limara v'kash lei gita decherusa. I would have forced the master to free her because all these isurim that she's doing and that all the men are doing, I need to avoid that. I would have freed her. But what am I supposed to do? I have this assay that I need to keep. Ravina argues and says, Kihad mo de Rav Yehuda mishim milsa de isur. No. Rav Yehuda, the author of the statement, agrees in a situation of isurim, he'll agree that you're allowed to violate the assay for the purpose of preventing isurim. Vabai mishum isurla. But he argued, that's me going to a question in a second. So what comes out here right now is that there's a machlokas right now whether or not you can violate the isur assay of liyom mem tavodu in order to prevent isurim. Now, this is a discussion in general, what it could be docha, what types of mitzvahs it could be docha. So we'll see in a moment the Gemara is going to talk about a minyan, about freeing an eved for the purpose of a minyan. But here there's a machlokas. The Gemara says, wait a second, v'abai mishum isur lo, Abai doesn't think you could violate the isur to protect from other isurim. Hamar Rav Chanina bar Rav Katina Amar Rav Yitzchak Ma'isa beisha achas shechet shishivcha chetze baschar. And there's once a situation where the woman was owned by two partners, let's say, and one partner freed her, and the other partner still held on to her. So she's a half free woman, half slave. The kafos rabba vasa baschar, and we forced the other master, the current master, to free her entirely. So now she's a full fledged baschar. Vamar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak minag hefker naguba. And the reason why is because since she was half and half, they were treating her as a hefker. What does Rashi say here? Rashi says, "V'kafes Rabba mipnei shelo ha'isa ru'i lo le'evil lo ben chorin." Since she's half and half, she can't marry a free person ben chorin because she's half a shivcha, and she can't marry an evik kanani because she's partially a bas chorin, so she's stuck. And Vamar Rav Nachman and Rashi explains, "Lav mishum de'esisa mifkada apiri rivya." There's no. Not to say that she's chayiv in the mitzvah puravu. The Gemara in Yivamos tells us that she's pater. Remember why she's pater? What's the source that she's pater?
Kivshua.
Yeah, Kivshua, the pasuk says, Melur Arts v'chavshua, the pasuk says, by Adam to conquer the world, to take over the world, Darchel shel ish lichvosh v'ein darchel shel isha lichvosh. Men are conquerors, only men are chayiv in puravu. Women are not warriors, so therefore they're not chayiv in puravu. So who cares? So let her stay single. She doesn't have a mitzvah puravu. So the concern was, as Rashi explains, Ela mitoch shelo ha'isa ru'uya lo ha'isa miyuchadish lish ha'inogin ba'hefker m'biznus. Since she has no obligation, she's not allowed to be singled out to one man. She can't be married. There's no kedushin for her. So now she's going to be treated as a zona, if you will, and hefker. So because to prevent such znus, we're able to force the free. So Abai will agree to that case. This is based on a mishnah. So Abai has to agree when it comes to concerns of Isurim and concerns of Znus, we do advise violating the Isur of Liol Mem Tavodu. Mara says no. Let's understand this for a moment. Hashem, when it comes to half Eved, half Bascharin, Lo Le'Eved Chazer, Lo Le'Ben Chorin Chazer. There's no hope. There's a Vada, it's almost Vada that there will be Znus. She's human, and Vada there will be Znus. Hacha, if she remains to be an Eved Kanani, even though currently men are violating her, how about just appoint her, get her another Eved Kanani to be her husband, if you will, and he'll watch over and protect her. There's a better solution. The only time we allow you to violate the Isser and free her is when there's no other option. The only option to protect her is by freeing her. When there's another option, maybe not the best option, but still an option, and a viable option, then we take that other option. In this case, when she's a shivcha, we can have her appointed miyuchad to a particular Eved Kanani to watch over. Okay, let's go weiter now. The Gemara says, Gufa. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel Kol HaMishachari Avdo Over Be'aseh Shenemar Liolam Behem Tavodu. Anybody who frees an Eved Kanani violates an Isra Aseh of having to always enslave them. Meisve the Gemara asks here. It also Kash the Gemara asks in Maseches Brachos. Meisve Rabbi Eliezer Shenichnas Bebeis Knesset Lamotza Asara. He came to shul and there was not a minyan. There was not a minyan. So what did he do? He happened to bring his Eved with him. He's Meshachar Avdo. He was freed a slave. And now the halach is when Eved Kanani becomes freed, he becomes a Jew. Vishlim Alasar. Now he have a minyan. So we see there's a concept of freeing a slave. How can you do that? Didn't he violate the Isra Aseh? Mitzvah Shaini. When it comes to the mitzvah, it's okay. For the purpose of the mitzvah, it's okay. So there's a lot to discuss here. So number one is, what's the mitzvah of a minyan? There's no mitzvah derives of a minyan at all. Right. The Shulchan Aruch says, Lishtadel. I'm not, I want to say this too publicly, but the minyan is not a deraisa, and it's something a person should try to do. If you can't do it, so you miss it. We hold by different standards nowadays. We very much encourage it, of course. But it's only Lishtadel. There's no mitzvah. So the Rush writes in Brachos, remember what he writes?
He says Amalek or
Para. Right. It could be mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek, referring to Kriyas HaTorah Parsha Zachar. It could be perhaps right. Para, according to some days, it's deraisa. He quotes a pasuk also of Ingdashu Besoch Yisrael. There's a concept of the Torah of a Kiddush Hashem in the context of 10 people. So maybe there is some aspect of Minyan being a keem of Kiddush Hashem. So he toys with that possibility. But he creates that maybe there is some level of a deraisa there. That's what he discusses. Remember this now? He quotes that pasuk. That's one point. Okay. So anyway, that's a discussion when it comes to whether Minyan, what's a mitzvah of Minyan?
Not for Shachris.
Not for Shachris, right. So then he says, so that's one point. Number two is, what's the mechanism that allows you to violate the Isra Aseh? It's an Esei Docha Lo Saseh. So some say it's typically Esei Docha Lo Saseh. That's what it is. The Sefer Chinuch says this. Others say that the Isra itself is you can't free for no reason. The Isra is not freeing. The Isra is don't free Bechinim. It's Lo Sechanim. The Ramban writes, Lo Sechanim. Lo Sechanim, the Gemara quotes the Pasuk in Avodah Zarah that you can't give a gift to a Goya, a gift for no reason. So you can't free him. That's a gift. That's a losachanim. That's an issue of giving him something free. But if there's a tzorech, then there's no iser. It's not docha the iser. There's no iser to talk about. Built into the requirement to enslave them is enslave them until there's a reason. And once there's a reason, there's no iser anymore. It just falls away. So there's a reason here. The reason is that there's a mitzvah of a minyan. That's what they explain here. That's the classic rate of the Sefer Chinuch versus the Ramban. I believe that the Brachos, in Maseches Brachos, it says, Mitzvah derabim shani. I think it's a mitzvah, not stam mitzvah. Is this any mitzvah? Has to be mitzvah derabim, of a public type of mitzvah, a big, big mitzvah. Only that type of mitzvah qualifies, not for another smaller mitzvah. Okay, again, this is days and days of sukkahs to discuss here. Vayta, the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, liolam mem tavodu rishus divrei Rabbi Yishmael. So that means to enslave them, it's a rishus. Rabbi Yishmael thinks that there is no iser to free them. It's a rishus. It's something advised to always enslave them, but you don't have to keep to this. But Rabbi Kiva, who we paskin like Omer Chova, there's an obligation. And if you free him, you're violating this obligation. You're violating the assay. This is the machlokas Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, in the Gemara and Sota, that there are three places, I think three, that they argue whether it's rishus versus a chova. This is one of the examples. So Vadilma, Rabbi Eliezer, Savala Kamanda, Marishus. What do you mean? Maybe Rabbi Lazar, it's not because of mitzvah shining. Maybe he paskins like Rabbi Yishmael, and says that's a rishus. So therefore you have every right, if you want, to free for whatever reason, not even a mitzvah, just because you woke up one day and you felt like you wanted to be nice. Gemara says, Lo Saga Daitach, you wouldn't think that because we have a Mufurish Brisa, the Tani Behedya, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Chova, he lines up with Rabbi Akiva, who paskins Chova. So the only heter there is for Rabbi Eliezer to free his Eved must be because it's Tzorach Mitzvah. Okay, Amar Rabba. Rabba says, "Hani tlas mili." These three things: nachte balibatim minichsayim. People will lose their property. What are the three examples? The mafki of dayu lecherusa. Person frees a slave; he's going to lose his property. Udesari nichsayim b'shabbos. A person goes in his property on Shabbos, taking a look about what his fields need, and that also a person will lose his property. And the kaveh suda sai b'shabasa b'idin beis midrasha, a person's kaveh suda, he's having a Shabbos meal during the rabbi's drasha, that too will make him lose his property. Damar b'chir ba'aba, amar b'yochanan shtei mishpachos hayu b'shalayim. There are two families in Yerushalayim, achas b'kaveh suda b'shabasa. One had their Shabbos suda on Shabbos during the drasha, v'achas kaveh suda b'erev Shabbos, one on Friday, where you're supposed to not eat on erev Shabbos close to the Shabbos. U'shtei nekru, both families were completely uprooted and wiped out. Okay.
because the Friday night, the one of them did it Friday night is because the main meal is supposed to be Shabbos day.
That's what Rashi says. But both of them, the Rashi says, both their kavanas were to be mevatel from the bittul base medrash to avoid going to the shir. See how important it is to go to the rabbi's drasha. Very important. Okay. Gemara says halfway down the Amud Beis, Amar Rabba, Amar Rav, Hamaktish Avdo, Yatzalacher. A person who takes his Eved Kanani and decides to be Maktish, to make it into Hektish. He goes free. My time, what's the reason? Gufei lo Kaddish, the body himself can't become Kaddish, only an animal could have Kedushas Aguf. Because an animal, a Kedushas Aguf means that it is now sanctified and to the point where you could bring it as a carbon. Obviously, an Eved, although we called an Eved before in Behema, Behemten Shei Yisrael, it doesn't mean literally a Behema, you can't bring an Eved as a carbon. So he couldn't. He obviously didn't mean being Maktish B'Kedushas Aguf. And Lidmei Lokamar, and it can't be, maybe what I wanted was to make the value of the Eved to be Kedushas Damim, which means I redeem the value now onto money, and that money will be used for the base of Mikdash. That couldn't be his intentions either, because l'dmei lo kamar. He didn't say l'dmei. He didn't say, I want to be maktish you for the dmei, for your value. So it couldn't be kedushas aguf, and it can't be kedushas adamim. So what must it be? It must be d'lehevei am kadosh kamar. He says, you should be part of the am kadosh, part of klai. So when I say I'm maktish you, you should be part of the am kadosh. And that's the reason why he paskind ha-maktish avdo yat l'cheiros. Rav Yosef Amar Rav He says, if you're mafkir an Eved, you relinquish your rights and your ownership, that too will allow the Eved to go free. So Gemara says, Mandamar Maktish, the one who says Maktish, so Kol Shkei Mafkir, then certainly Hefker will work as well. Why is that certainly? What's the Kal V'Chomer there? Why is that Kol Shkei?
Probably because it's more explicit, the Lashon. You know, Maktish, we're saying he meant Lahavi Am Kadosh, sort of like we're teaching.
I have to interpret what it means. Hamafkir is very clear at what he means. Hamaktish is room to interpret. As opposed to Mandam or Mafkir, Rav Yosef, who felt that Mafkir is going to be Mafkir him, it will give us the Cheres. Aba Maktish lo, because Dimma Ledmei come out right. But maybe Maktish will not work to free him, because maybe when he says Maktish, he really meant Ledmei. Even though we said above he didn't say Dmei, it's a possibility that he meant Dmei. And therefore it's not so clear that being Maktish Abdo will Yotz Lecheres Lefi Rav Yosef. Ibargilu, the Gemara wants to know now, Tzarech Get Shechor or Lo Tzarech. In these cases of Maktish and Mafkir, do you require a Get Shechor or not? So we said before already, according to Shmuel said you definitely do not need a Get Shechor. He says all you have to do is be Mafkir and Eved, and there's no need for a Get Shechor. We want to know, according to other opinions, I guess, do you require a Get Shechor or not? So the Gemara brings a Raya, Tashma. Damar Rav Chiya Bar Abin Amar Rav Echad Zev Yatzal Cheres. Both cases of a Maktish and Mafkir go free, and Tzarek Get Shechor, and they also both require Get Shechor. So there's a very first statement that you require Get Shechor. So Amar Rava says, Umos Vinan Ashmeisen. So why not ask on this Ashmeisen? Ashmeisen is always a reference to a Gemara, and a statement from the Amoraim. This statement's from the Amoraim. There's no Tana here. And we're going to ask you a question from a Mosfinan, from a Mishnah, onto the Gemara. A Gemara can't argue in a Mishnah. So this statement says that both scenarios of Maktish and Mafkir require Get Shechor. I'm going to bring you a Braisa that says it does not require one. What's the case? Ha Maktish Nichas, of a person who's Maktish all his property, V'hayu Bahem Avadim, and among his property was Avadim, Ein Ha Gizbarim, the heads of the treasurers, Rashayin Lohotzi Lecheres, they cannot let this Eved go free. Aval Mochenos on Lacherim, they have rights to him, but they could sell to other people. V'acherim motzin osan lecheres. The others then can redeem him. So the Gizbarim don't have full rights to them. They only have rights of, what does Rashi say here? I think they have rights, but they don't have ownership. Ein gufa kani, Rashi says. There's no, it's only in terms of the dmei, only the damim. They have rights only in terms of the kedushas damim, but there's no kedushas aguf. So they have no right to redeem them. They don't really own them. They have the right to pass them on to somebody else, and that other party then can be, can free him. As opposed to Rebbe Omer, this one's a little confusing, this price here. Rebbe Omer, Omer Ani, I say, Af who knows in Dmei Atzma V'yotze Mipnei Shu Kemochelo. He himself can redeem himself. He could pay money to the Gizbar. If he gets money somehow, he could pay money to the Gizbar and redeem himself. It's like he's buying himself out of the possession of the Gizbar. So what's his machlokus? What's going on here? So if you look at Rashi, Mipneshu Kamocho, the last few narrow lines of Rashi, Mipneshu Kamocho, HaGizbar Lo La'atmo, the Gizbar sells the Eved to himself. Kishem Shiyachal Mocho Lachem, no different than he could sell to others, he could sell to the Eved himself. Ubilvad Shiyitnem Derech Mekach Umemkar, it has to be where it was done through the mechanism, the avenue of buying and selling, Velo Derech Pidon, he can't redeem himself because he doesn't own himself yet, but he could buy himself. So we see from here, the fact that the Gizbar has these rights, it shows that there is Kedushas Damim. There is Kedushas Damim here. Okay, how does this prove our point, though, about Get Shechor or not?
I guess it's going back on the statement about a Makdush Avdo. That's Lecheres.
Yeah.
Moshe says, you see from here, Makdush Avdo is Kedush
Ladam. Yeah, I guess so, okay. So going back in that statement, so we said above that when a person's makdish avdo, he's yatzal chayrus, and it can't be referring to kedushas damim because he didn't say l'dmei. But here in this brisa, clearly it says that there's kedushas damim here. So kedushas damim does work in a situation of a makdish. How could Rav go against the mission of the brisa? So Gemara says, mas nisin karamis al adrav. You're bringing a mishnah against Rav. Rav Tana, who Palak Rav had the status of a Tana. He has the ability to argue on Tanaim and argue Mishnayos. He's not bothered by the Mishnah saying something else. He has the ability to argue Mishnayos. Others cannot, but he can. So therefore, in the Hanami, there's a stira. There's a machlokas, rather. Rav says that Kedusha Damim doesn't work, that was not his intention. And the Mishnah says that was the intention, that Makdish does mean Kedusha Damim. Okay, the Gemara now says Tashma brings another Raya. Ach kol cherim, when it comes to a person's machrim, all his property, he does a concept called cherim. So that money, the property, the animals, the people, everyone who is machrim, has a kedushas aguf to it. And it's aser for him to sell it, or to redeem it, he has to give this to the kohanim. And then when it gets to the kohanim's hands, then it becomes chulin. That's the halacha. But while it's in my possession, if I'm machrim, all my property, that's kedushas aguf, and I have to give it to the kohanim. So the Gemara says, what's the me'e adam? What does that mean? Elu avadav v'shif chosu avaknanim. So when it refers to being machr, my people, that refers to my avadim. So we see that there is such a thing as kedushas aguf, even when it comes to people. I think that's the question, right?
I think it's the same.
Kedushas damim still.
Kedushas damim, yeah.
There's still some chalos kedusha that's chal in people. Hamakdish doesn't have to mean I want to be makdishem to be am kadosh. It could mean that there's some level of hektish within the avadim. It's clear from this pasuk here. Hacha b'maskin, here, what are we talking about? De amar lidmei. No, that's where he articulated, I want to be machrim lidmei. So then everyone will agree, then the kedusha will be with respect to the damim. See, hachi, idech nami damar lidmei. That's the case. So why not go back to explain the other case of the gizbarim? Where it seemingly argued on Rav, say that too is a case of where you said Kedushas Makdish Lidimei, in which case Rav would agree Lidimei would have a chalos of Kedushas Damim. The Gemara said, Yehachi, if that were to be the case, that we're referring to Kedushas Dimei in the case of the Gizbarim, and then Ein HaGizbarim Rashayin Lahotziyam L'Cheiris, Gizbarim Mayavi Desaihu. If the Gizbarim are not able to sell, so what Shaychas do they have to this? If we're only talking about Kedushas Damim, so then the Gizbarim have no control over what's going on at all. It can't be that situation of Kedushas L'dmei above, because we're talking about the Gizbarim really having control here. So that's why you couldn't be mokim it to be talking about Kedushas L'dmei. V'su, moreover, Aval mochin osan l'acherim, acherim motzin osan l'cheris, acherim mayavid disayu. And how could you sell them to other people? We only said Kedusha regarding the Dmei, but not the actual Eved. So you can't sell the Eved now. The Gizbarim has no control. The same type of question. V'su, moreover, Rebbe, Omer Ani Afu Nosin Dmei Atzma, V'yotum Mnei Shum Kamochalo. He allows the Eved to buy himself back. Vila Dmei, Mavim Mnei Shum Kamochalo. And if it's talking about Dmei, there's no inherent Kedusha to the Eved. He has no right to buy himself out of the Kedusha. So again, it's three questions which seem very, very similar, which clearly indicate that we're talking about real Kedusha that's Chal in the Eved, and you can't simply be Mokim it to be a situation of Kedusha Le Dmei. That's the one final Raya here. Should we do one final round? It's running late. Let's hold off. It's unfortunate because it ends the discussion, but okay, fine. Shkoyach, everyone have a wonderful day. Penny, welcome.
Thank you.
It's been since you've almost, I think.
Yeah.